Chapter 9. As Admiral Ray Sloan enters the room, they swarm her. This room is tall and broad and arched. In the center sits a massive table made from some old tree, the wood inlaid with tile of mirrored glass. But the way they come up on her makes her feel suddenly claustrophobic, as if this very big room is all an illusion, as if it's far smaller than its dimensions would suggest. Ray lets it come. She doesn't waver, doesn't show the pressure. They're all demanding to know what that was, but it's Moff Pandion who speaks with the clearest demand. And when he speaks, the others quiet. She makes a note of that. Unsurprising, perhaps, but still.
"What, pray tell, was that sound?"
he asks, stepping forward, meeting her almost nose to nose as he enters uncomfortably into her personal space. "The blaster cannons, you mean?"
"No,"
he says with a blistering eye roll.
"I mean the squawking of birds, the barking of dogs, the tune you were whistling as you walked in."
He somehow smiles and scowls at the same time.
"Yes, I mean the sound of the blaster cannons. What was that?"
"An insurgent," she says.
"A rebel,"
says the one-time advisor to Palpatine, Youp Teshu. Horror struck on his face, like the gong of a bell.
"Here?"
"No," she lies. Likely not the last lie she'll tell during this summit, either. "Not even that. Some local. As you well know..." She stops suddenly and says,
"May we push back? Sit down? Enjoy the food Satrap Dearus has provided for us?"
That suggestion met with reluctant nods and grumbles. Ray moves with the crowd, giving small nods of greetings to the others. Jilius Shale, Arson Crassus, the Satrap's own cabal of bowing and scraping advisors. Servers move around the room with shallow wooden bowls. They offer the bowls to those gathered so that the guests of the summit may pluck various foods, foods that Ray does not recognize. Little squirming things with black inky tentacles. Small dumplings that smell of fragrant plum. Little seed-speckled balls that smell like the inside of her boots after she takes them off following a long day on her feet. Youp Teshu picks at the food. Crassus eats greedily. Jilia has put a small plate of the food in front of her, but seems hesitant to touch it. Pandion predictably has waved off food.
"As you know,"
she continues, settling in at the head of the table and standing, not sitting,
"the rebels have begun to disseminate propaganda in the form of various holovids. In some cases, they have literally stolen and subverted some of our probe droids and are using them to spread their lies."
"Are they really lies?"
Shale says, just loud enough to be heard.
"Or are we the ones lying to ourselves?"
A chill after that. Pandion stares daggers at the old woman. Ray ignores it and moves on.
"We have been betrayed by various sector heads and governors across the galaxy. The so-called New Republic has led attacks on a number of our freighters and transports. Successful attacks, I will add, thus diminishing our numbers. We are, to be frank, on the defensive. An inopportune time to be scattered and leaderless. Hence the purpose of this meeting. I'd like to thank you all for..."
Pandion interrupts.
"So just now, we were attacked by a local insurgent, not a proper rebel?"
"No,"
Ray bristles at the interruption, but it's to be expected from him.
"As noted, just a local, likely one inspired by the aforementioned propaganda. Now, the summit begins tonight.
First you're late, then you open fire outside the Satrap's palace. What of the rebel you took prisoner? Or of the smuggler's ship that ran the blockade and escaped? Are we truly safe here, Admiral?"
A sinking, sour feeling pulls at Ray's gut. Her stomach acid churns. If Pandion knows that, It means she has a leaky ship. A spy. Betrayal. Already the feeling that she's lost control, and they're not even an hour into the meeting. Yup Tashu looks delighted.
We have a prisoner?
Then you didn't tell us, Crassus says.
This is quite concerning, Shale says. Quite concerning.
Ray turns, looks towards her own squadron of stormtroopers, all of whom guard the door. To them and the pilot, she gives a small nod. They disappear. The Revel was not part of any concerted attack, she explains. Just a lone Revel, likely scouting for Imperial presence.
Well, he found it,
Pandion says, smirking. With that, the door opens again, and the stormtroopers usher in the hovering gurney. The medical droid accompanies the prisoner. Captain Antilles remains sedated, for now.
That, Sloan says, is a danger to us, but also a fortune. For we have captured no small rebel here today. That is Captain Wedge Antilles, one of the heroes of the misguided rebellion, present and instrumental in both of the Death Star attacks. Not only will Antilles be suitable to plumb for information, but should the rebels suss out this meeting, we can use him as a bargaining chip. Tashu raises a hand. May I be involved in the interrogation?
She ignores him. Pandion says,
Is this who we are now? Reduced to common hostage takers? Perhaps the Galactic Empire truly is fading. Like a star gone bright and then soon to dust. At least with the likes of you at the helm.
That last sentence, a barb delivered right to Sloan. The summit begins tonight, Sloan says.
So rest up, if need be. Time's of the essence. The future of the Empire will be decided by us.
She looks to the archivist, a small, brittle man named Tempt. Phoebrus Tempt. Note in the official record that we will be referred to in history as the Imperial Future Council, or the IFC. A sharp nod to those attended.
Thank you, and see the lot of you tonight.
She moves quickly toward the door. Sloan fishhooks Adia, her new assistant, with the crook of her arm and pulls her close. She hisses, Any sign of the bounty hunter? Panicked, Adia gives a small shake of her head.
No, Admiral.
Problems?
Pandion says, suddenly appearing by her side. That reptilian grin on his too pale face.
None,
Sloan says.
Admiral, I admire what you're doing here. I do. You're not wrong that now is the time to act. The Empire I love will not easily come back from the blow of losing not only the Death Star, but also our leadership. But I want you to realize that the future of the Empire has never been decided by something so spineless and spiritless as a council. An empire needs a leader. An empire demands an emperor.
Then perhaps that is what the council will discover,
she says. Her eyes flit down to the rectangular bands across his breast.
I see you are elevated to Grand Moff. A self-proclaimed title, I'm guessing.
That wicked grin.
If one wants power, one must take it.
True, perhaps.
Not perhaps, and you know it in your bones. I know that you have wrested control of not only the Vigilance, but of the Ravager, too, and likely the fleet that goes with it. Imagine that. Little Ray Sloan, manning an entire Super Star Destroyer all by herself. Our last, isn't it?
She says nothing. All she does is stare, stone-faced. He goes on.
That was the Fleet Admiral's ship, wasn't it?
It was.
Was? So he's truly gone?
Truly and sadly. He was one of the best of us.
He was.
A trickster twinkle in Pandion's eye. He's got secrets. They all do. She just hasn't figured his out yet.
I'll see you at the meeting, Admiral. I am eager to get started.